Great A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Take it away, Batman.
Take it away, Jerry says. Jeepers, look at that. It's the weekend has come again. Brilliant, fantastic, absolutely lovely.
What
do we got to look forward to this weekend? Oh, wait, let me tell you. Manchester United losing to Everton. Me being tormented by children. Although, I think, and I'm going to say it now, and I know it's a bit a sort of prejudgmental in the positive spin, which nobody likes when I do that around here, but I think we're going to have some sunshine on Saturday. You might have listened to this on a Sunday, maybe on a Monday, the whole lot. I think we're going to get a little bit of a crack in the arse of the spring. It's going to sort of shine through a little thing.
Yeah, I think the apps are saying that, Jim. We might just get a small, fleeting glimpse of what might be in the future.
Oh, yeah. Even if it's just an hour. Even if it's just like, you know, like up Jim's way, Jurassic Park. I mean, you know. That's not that. What's the music for Jurassic Park again? It's not. Oh, yeah. And then Jim running around the hills. Where's me pint? Which means another thing that Jim loves is the beginning of the walkers and the cyclists. And
they
all
never
that.
Go away. You see, once upon a time, right? There was that thing you could associate them with the summer. Right, and so you kind of, you know what I mean. You kind of had at least an offset. You were kind of saying to yourself, right, all these whackers are coming up, right, to go walking and whatever, not do their stuff and take all the parking and just generally kind of ignore anything that relates to rules of parking or rules of the road and abandon their cars.
There's no rules of the road up your way. It's lucky you don't even have electricity.
That's the trouble, honestly. These did I say wankers enough? Up and they do that. They literally think, oh. And no rules apply. We're outside of Dublin, sure what, you know. Anyway, so, but, and at least you could offset that because, you know, it was summer. Whatever, you know what I mean? You were in a beer garden and, you know, you're possibly.
Look at them all.
Possibly
there.
Under the influence a little bit. Look at those. The poor old, look at them, diseased looking people there from the city and all that. Whatever. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
but
glorious.
Now,
great.
It's all year round.
It's
now
great.
They come up even in their rain gear and all that, you know, trudging around the
because
place.
Because you won't enjoy your local things. You know what I mean? That's always happens. You go up to the hills and all, and you'll be there to the local fella. You go to the local man who's dressed like a football hooligan or something and has a gorilla's beard. And you say to him, well, when's the last time you were at the beautiful lake we came to see? And you go, oh, you haven't there when I was there when I was 7 years old. I've never had a reason to go back. And the locals never enjoy it.
What they are saying is, I know, I'd like to go down sometimes. You can't get through for all of the other idiots who come in from all outside.
And you go, when's the last time you ever went cycling around the hill? And they were, last time I cycled around the hill. Last time I cycled the bike was after my father died. It was the only way to get to his funeral.
Remember the days when you used to be able to shoot them. You know what I mean?
See?
Like the deer. There used to be a season for cycling.
There you go. There you go.
Nobody ever shot a cyclist. Do not do that. That is not the right thing to do.
And then they blame the
blowing. You might want to, but don't do it.
Nah, well, it depends what they did to get there. what are they cycling away from? And then there's the whole thing of the tourists are pushing up the prices and everything. You know, you just do that as well. You just give out the price of sandwiches because tourists suddenly want to eat the sandwiches.
No, you couldn't do that because, the prices in prices everywhere now are ridiculous.
But there you go.
And you know, Up Airway, we had our... you have me saying that Up Airway, like it's some sort of... You, unbelievable, you. You're a terrible influence.
It is,
you're
but, country man.
First sort of £6 pint.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
There you go.
For, like as a pint of Guinness or whatever.
Yeah.
£6.
A local TD came up, he held it in his hand, the first £6 pint. He said, this is it. This is the first pint.
Now, you can still get it for less than £6 if you know the right pubs to go to.
Yeah.
But obviously we don't tell the... we don't tell the blow-ins, though.
There's a very famous bush in the back of the shorts there you can buy cans out of. If that's your thing. But you can sort of see it creeping in a little bit. The hope and optimism of the beginning of the end on what has been a very long and gloomy, bleak winter. Like, there was that one story the other day about Ireland, Dublin in particular, has now gone 10 days without a ray of sunshine. What a fucking miserable thing to put in the paper. We know... You don't have to give us the mathematics of it sometimes, do you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't need the math. Wexford has had 33 minutes of sunshine. They fucking know. And then you're like,
they're the sunny southeast.
And that's the sunny southeast. And then it was, if you look at the east coast of Ireland and down to the southeast coast, they get 50% more sunshine than the West Coast. And we go, well, we know they're all bloody miserable. Everybody's miserable. And you keep saying the maths of it.
Yeah.
Now, the simple fact is, let's try and have a little bit of optimism towards, let's look forward to it. Let's look forward to the sunshine coming. Let's look forward to the angry locals on Jim's Mountain. That we can look and tease and say, you can't catch us. You've never had mechanical transport. Let's look forward to all these brilliant days ahead. You know, that's what I'll be telling myself. I don't really believe it, because all anyone does is give me shit then when it doesn't happen, you know.
But I suppose it's different for you now as well, because everything, like, for a start, the idea of BJ looking forward to a weekend, that's only just coming back around again. Mind you, do you know something? I'm actually going to say this now. You are among the many things that you're weird for.
Yeah.
That was always weird about you, even before you had kids.
No,
right?
Yes, true.
All the years we were working together, I don't really ever remember you looking forward to a weekend.
No, I'm not a big weekend person.
Why is that?
Because the rest of the week is easier, to be honest, you know.
But I'm saying even before the kids and everything. Like,
I know that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
like, the world was your lobster.
The weekends are very long, man. And they were always very long. They were very fucking long. I mean, you wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and you're looking out the window. And like, that's when I was living on my own and everything. And I'd be there going, well, there's nothing to do, you know. You're in bed. You know what I mean? You're in bed, you're doing yourself. I can't deny him. He won't even answer the phone. I won't hear from him till it's a long weekend. I won't hear from 2 weeks. Even when he comes in on Tuesday, he still won't be talking to me. And then, you know, you think to yourself, well, that's half the whole morning to kill. So that was grand. You find a way. And then you'd be meeting people. And I still like going to bed at 9 o'clock. And that's when people, especially young people and all, you know, there's people out there don't even have their dinner till late. Sort of fucking header today. Just always felt long.
I always
weekender.
Found that weird about you, because you have a huge circle of acquaintances. You know, you have loads of people that you know, because that's a great thing about PJ, because of his celebrity past. Celebrity current, sorry. No. It's not all. His best days aren't behind him. That's not true.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you have loads of people, and literally somebody meets you once, and then from then on, very good friend of mine, PJ Gallagher. You know, like, you once in a garage, maybe passing by.
Yeah,
and then it'd be like they'll say to somebody, Peter, yeah, very good friend of mine, very good friend of mine.
But people do that to me about you all the time, and the amount of them that try and spoof they're related to you is mad.
Related?
Yeah, in weird ways. Yeah,
who in their right mind would want to be related to
loads of fuckers, and I mean loads of fuckers. I'm Jim McCabe's fourth cousin, once removed on the GAA side.
Oh, whatever. I don't even have a GAA.
Oh yeah, or they do the whole they connect themselves to a relation of yours. I get that a lot.
Wow.
Jim's first cousin grew up in Tarda Mines. I'm just picking place anyhow. Grew up in the mines. And my uncle used to hang out with them. They used to play basketball together. I'd be like, oh, amazing. I must tell him that.
Wow.
But I'm never going to tell you that.
Yeah,
I'm never
going
to come back in and say, you're not going to believe who I met. Because you'll go, I haven't a clue who that is.
And you've loads of all sorts of diverse things. You know, you've like people from your past. I was going to say people from your past. Like, that's some sort of like.
I talk to the dead.
We don't speak about them.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? All the lads you grew up with. And then you've got all your mad motorbike friends. And then you've got all your kind of whatever. You know, and there's all sorts of different people.
Yeah,
there's
the Bows lads.
You do gather strays, you do a lot, don't you?
I do.
I like oddments.
Big circle of headers,
yeah.
And then there's all the weirdos that come out in the middle of the night and everything, yeah. So, yeah, I do like all the.
Which is why I could never understand why weekends wouldn't have been ideal for you. Because, you know, there's loads of people.
Well, that's it. I like coming in here. You're the only person that wants to talk to me in here. And even then, half the time you're wearing headphones, so you don't have to listen. So there's a bit of that as well, you know.
He copped on about the headphones that don't have the wire going out of them.
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. How are you able to talk on your phone and wear the headphones? But you can't hear me. I'm sitting right here in front of you.
Yeah.
And now that I've noticed, your phone isn't even on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It took him a few years, but he copped it.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? Yeah. But yeah, and I like it here, you know, as well. That's a big part, because I like coming in here, you know. I enjoy
in fairness,
it.
I mean, you're living the best version of it. Like, the idea of being like me and living for the weekend is probably not the way to go through your life. You're literally enjoying 2/7 of your life.
Yeah, and like, I enjoy Mondays and all and all of that sort. Yeah, so I guess I like the job and all. I like coming in, so I guess there's that, you know.
Why don't you like the weekends, though, as well, even?
They're all right. They're all right. You know, they'll come back around, I'm told. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
But you like holidays, do you?
I do like. I used to like them when I was young.
Wow.
I like them when I can sort of do what I'm doing at home. Do you know that kind of way? I'm turning into that fella, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I go to bed at 9, you know. I'm turning into that fella.
Yeah.
You know, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so would you be like, because that's funny, because we used to slag my dad about things like that. You know, he'd go on holiday, but he'd be so sort of regimental in some ways. Like, you know what I mean?
He'd be down
for dinner at whatever. Now, the reason they'd be down for dinner at whatever time would be because you'd have to have your dinner far enough in advance so that it didn't interfere with your pints.
You don't want to be
trying to drink on a full stomach or anything.
No, and he's dead right too. You ruined it. You get no value out of the pint. That's what I found.
So would you be with it then, like, forcing Kelly and the kids come? Right, it's dinner's at 6 o'clock.
But she's always tired. Like, you know, so there's a bit of that, yeah. So I'd be like, yeah, it's like, come on, we go down, come on. Like, go down. I'm a great man to beat the rush as well, you know. I like having me lunch at 12 before all the fuckers come in, you know.
Yeah.
And then I like having me dinner at, like, I don't know, or me, yeah, whatever, like an hour earlier. And then I have me late going to bed dinner. I have a couple of dinners. Have me going to bed dinner. I always have one of them. Now, that might be just...
I always have a going-to-bed dinner, yeah. Brilliant.
I do. Now, that might just be, you know, half a can of beans on a toast or something like that. But I have to have a going-to-bed dinner because I'll have my dinner before the others.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Or if I'm on holidays, my going-to-bed dinner might be 4 bars of chomple or something like that, yeah. But
wow.
I suppose Kelly's always tired. I don't know why she's always tired. I swear she has kids or something. Someone who's exhausting and never stops talking incessantly around her. You know, I don't know really. It's very hard. See, we all have an idea about what we're like, but we're not actually like what we're like. You know, the real world sees us in how we are, but we've no ability to see that as people. No ability at all. So you just kind of have to carry on and hope for the best, you know.
Yeah.
That's that sort of thing. And I'm not afraid to ask stupid questions. So I guess, you know, there's that sort of...
But I think the secret of it with you as well is the fact that you abhor nothing, don't you? You're not very good. Even though weirdly we used to say, because I was always like this now, the idea that, you know, the idea of peace and quiet.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Nothingness doesn't seem like, it's a bit like that Tom Hardy quote that he keeps showing up on socials about, you know, it's dangerous to be on your own because it becomes addictive. You realise how much you enjoy the peace and quiet and the lack of aggravation.
Yes, right? Yeah, yeah.
So I've always been a bit that way. But you... don't like that.
No,
you?
I don't.
You
like
don't
it,
like
no.
that.
No,
silence,
I love doing
or...
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like silence, but it has to be a small part. It has a rest, you know. I like recharging, you know, like a phone.
Yeah.
And then you're off into the fucking app wonderland of life again. Yeah, but I don't like sitting around. No.
Yeah.
I have to be doing something. I have to get out and about and be at something or planning something or going to a club or all up in someone else's business, wondering what they're up to or something. You know, there has to be a bit of that has to be going on. Yeah.
I'd say there's a chance now just as a warning to the good residents of Sutton. If you see a lad moving your bins.
You see, that's the thing. But that's the thing as well.
No panic at all. I was just putting them together. That's all. That's the way I like them. I know they're your bins, but I just said I like to have them together.
But you see, I think it's the other way around. I think it's the fuckers who like to do nothing that get upset over their bins, you know, because they're just going, I can't even just leave my bins out and mind my own business. Whereas I take the bins out on a Wednesday. They might be out till Monday the following week. They might be out till Sunday.
Right.
I don't care as long as I'm busy. It's when I have nothing to do, I'll deal with it. You know, that kind of way.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's only when you're bored that you'll fix other people's bins.
Yeah. On me own.
He's never fixed anybody's
bins. On me own, you know. Someone who started in the local area now taking my bins into the front garden because I leave them out for days at a time, whatever. So that's starting to annoy someone, whatever. I don't know why it was annoying. Not your fucking bin or your corner. Not even your fucking house. But anyway, there you go.
Somebody's annoyed about somebody else's bin, aren't
they? Yeah, yeah.
Specifically yours.
They wheel them into the garden. They push them up against the house. They take them off the road.
They probably think they're doing you a solid.
Yeah, they probably do. I don't care. I mean, if the bin blew away, I'd just order another one. I don't know where it goes, but that's grand. But then I can't because I'm not on the bills. That's the problem.
Right.
Oh, geez, we were talking about this the other day. There's a few things I need to do and you need proof of address. And I've no way of proving that I have... an address. No way, apparently.
Yeah.
This is a mad fucking... apparently I can walk into a homeless centre now because I can't prove I have a house, right? I mean, I took a picture of myself in the house. I'm holding the key in the picture, but that's not proof of address. Right? They say that's not proof
of address.
You took
a picture of yourself
yeah.
in the house.
That's me.
Holding the key.
That's me in the house. There's my bank account. Look. No, not proof of address.
That could be any house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but look at the front
Whose
door.
Whose house would that be? Who would let me into their house and let me hold the key? And that's not proof of address. I can't get it because I'm not on any of the bills because Kelly set all that up and you can't add on. When you have a contract, they won't let you add a name on. And you can't cancel it because you have a contract and you can't restart yeah. it. So I'm stuck.
Believe it or not, I know exactly what you're talking about because the same, very, like literally we had to, Yvonne had to pick a bill.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it was, to like put my name on it instead when it came time for whatever renewal or something, just so I had.
Yeah.
Because I've encountered that myself. I literally have nothing that has my name and address on yeah. it, like that qualifies as a utility bill.
Your bank statements don't count. I mean, surely your bank statements, literally they're the fuckers who will chase you if you don't pay. Nobody is going to find you quicker than the bank. So yeah. how does a bank statement not count? You know, that's what I just don't understand. I really don't understand that. How's a bank statement not count and a picture of me standing in the house? How is that? I'm literally in the house, in the picture, on my phone. It's me.
Picture
with a newspaper. Hold the newspaper with today's date on it. It's me.
You know what that's the equivalent of? That's the equivalent of that old gag of somebody saying, do you have proof of identity? And the lad turning, looking in the mirror and go, yep, that's me, all right.
Yeah, that's me there. Proof of life. You know,
wow.
I mean, I don't know how I'm and I don't know how. Why does the fucking bin company have to say I'm real? I mean, honestly, how does that make it any better?
Yeah, the reason the bin company knows is because all of your neighbours have been going around. Yeah, that's the fucker. He won't bring his bin in.
I have to keep
pushing it into his house. Oh, he lives there, all right. I see him.
But that's what I don't understand. The bank are on my side. My phone. I've pictured my phone. I'm in the house. You can ask the neighbours. I get a letter from the neighbours, but they won't.
A letter from the neighbours?
Yeah, I can get a letter from the neighbours.
Please refrain from...
This is him. That's Peter
from
there.
From not wearing underpants while in the garden.
Yeah, there you go. Proof of my address. That's proof of my address. But no, they say no. They won't let me change the address on my driving licence until I get a letter from the fucking bin company or a bill from Panda or whoever it is, you know.
Wow.
Or the electricity man or whoever. Who's the electricity? I don't even know how electricity gets into the house. I literally wouldn't know who to call. I don't even know what company is this. That's probably, what's the companies now? Electricity? I don't even know if electricity...
You would wonder why Kelly didn't trust putting BJ's name on the bills, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't even know if my name's on the house.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Apparently, the tidiness or untidiness of the house
it's everything.
Is the biggest issue between couples.
It's the
I'm
biggest
sort of
thing
surprised by that.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's such an all-encompassing umbrella argument, isn't it? Look at the state of the place. And then you, a lot of the time, lads go, "What's wrong with it?" And then the other person goes, "It's an absolute dump, and you're the worst part of it." You know, whatever it is, or that's a very extreme reaction anyone would have. But you know, it's kind of those things. But it comes down to, if you break it down, you really see what we are fighting about. You know, it's like vacuum routines and. Vacuum routines, exactly. Like, you know, is it okay to do it once every around Christmas or is it an every week sort of deal?
Once around Christmas?
Yeah, you know, after the tree comes out and there's the little red, green things are all over the place
from
the tree.
Vacuum routines.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's like the laundry routines. How much clothes should be left on that chair everybody has for some reason before you have to do a load and how long does it have to be sitting in machines? It's very political.
So I assume it's an argument as to who does the actual work rather than...
You see, this is... Now, can I just... Now, this is where you and me are going to fall out because it's not really about who does the work, is it? Because if that was the case, it'd be all you. It's different levels, right? It doesn't mean... This is what I always get annoyed about, right? It's different levels of acceptance. So me and Jim live together, right? In this case, Jim is Mammy, right? Now, Mammy thinks something should be done very frequently. I have the opinion it can be done less frequently. So, it's Mammy then
or
gets...
Or possibly not at all.
No, you see, this is the... that's the crux of it. So Mammy thinks, if I don't do this, it'll never be done. It will be done. It'll just be longer intervals. I would prepare... I prefer to wait till multiple things need to be done and do them all at one time. Whereas Mammy McCabe over here wants to tip away constantly in a never stopping motion of like a metronome of cleanliness, you know.
But likewise, you can't just walk in and go, does it smell too bad?
Oh, does it?
Well, then leave it.
Well, then I'll do it now.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Wait till there's a right bang off it. Wait till it's really ripe. Then I'll clean
it. Is that so bad? To wait until it's necessary? Or do you have to constantly beat the necessary all
the
time?
Well, there you go. So that's obviously what the crux of it is then. So the tidings thing, which did come as a surprise to me.
Yeah, but it's not the only thing that couples fight about. You know, my huge bugbear is every single time Kelly comes in, I don't know what sort of police interrogation centre she grew up in, but every single time she comes in, it's the big light goes on. I can't handle that. My sensory abilities cannot take in the power.
Go away now with that. Your sensory abilities.
Yes.
It's you and your wallet that never sees the light of day. Joe, how much money that light is costing me?
Right,
now,
well,
this is where the roles are reversed. This is where you turn into Daddy Gallagher going, does nobody ever learn to turn a light off in this house? No. Yeah,
well, do they not?
Are you going to leave that door open? Oh, you know the money I spend on the energy in this place?
Well, it's bright outside. Why are you turning a light on inside?
Who does
use
that?
Use the light from the outside.
Right.
You know?
Is there a window in the room?
There is a window. That's what I'm talking about. Anyone who uses a big light is a psychopath. That person honestly has a propensity to violence because that is just mad to turn on the big light. It's an act of violence. Turning on the big light is an act of violence.
You make the big light sound like the big shop.
It's
like something that should only just happen.
Another thing that's an act of violence. There's no reason you can't just pick stuff up as you go. No reason. And then there's the open and closing windows thing. That comes into it as well. You know, I hate open windows. Can I just say I hate them? It's like you look at your house and you say, what do we need? And someone says, flies. We need more flies. So let's open all the windows and collect as many flies as we can. That's
I'm
what
surprised you don't like
mean.
Open windows. Because of how quickly you embrace the cold.
Also, that's it as well. Also, whatever heat we have, we better let it out. That's hugely important.
But have you ever considered that maybe Kelly is opening the windows to let some heat in? Because there's none. It's a warmer outside than it is inside your house.
Go outside! There's loads of room out there. Loads of room out there.
I'm starting to gather a lot of sympathy for Kelly.
And don't get me started on the volume of the television.
Are you an up or a down?
I'm an up.
Well, you must be an up.
I'm an up.
You can't hear anything.
I know, I'm a huge up. Always up. She's down, down, down.
Yeah.
And then she does
that's
that thing.
Because she can hear.
Well, she shouldn't be able to hear. You know this thing where you have the volume up and then something happens like a car chase and then she goes, oh, I better put it down.
Right.
Leave it. It's okay. It's loud for a few minutes.
But she has to speak to you with a loud hailer. She has to speak to you with one of those, PJ!
Well,
your dinner is ready.
How about this? Don't talk to me when I'm watching a movie.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Our PJ today, right, has got to go to the doctor again with his ear.
Oh, yeah,
the way he's been having this
thing
with his ear. He had this ear pain last week and it ended up to be an ear infection and everything.
Mad.
Yeah, and he can't hear, which means we can say what we like about him now, which is great.
I have the headphones on now, I can hear what they are.
So anyway, but the thing about it is, look, the answer may be at hand. If it turns out that his existing ear is useless, right, it turns out, who knows, with the way technology is now.
Technology is incredible.
It's incredible. He might be on for a bionic ear.
I could be the world's first bionic head.
I tell you.
Is what I could end
up. And it's happening because now they're integrating, you know, what used to be kind of sci-fi, the bionics, with kind of human tissue and everything. You know, you won't have to go around looking like you've just got a big tin cup on the side of your head.
That's what they're doing.
You know?
That's what they're doing. Like they're saying in the papers, it's Terminator-like, which is just, you know, to grab the eyes, I suppose. But lab-grown muscles. They're making lab-grown muscles and robotics. One of the things they're working on right now is a hand. In Tokyo, of course, it's always Tokyo where all these technological breakthroughs end up changing our lives. But they reckon they've already made one that can do the scissor movement, which in prosthesis is a huge, it seems like such a simple movement to you or me.
Right.
But it's such a complex movement from the, you know, the head down to the hand when you're trying to create the technology. But they've done that much. And now that they've done that much, they reckon they can make leaps and bounds into making the full sort of, I mean, a fake muscle prosthetic hand. It's incredible.
It is incredible. Because what people forget is, whatever about the ability of the digits to move in different directions, they have to, it's the signal.
The signal.
It's getting it to link with the signal from your brain to make it do it.
It's great to see technology being used for something that's not just, you know, something on your phone that's annoying and distracting and, you know, and all of that. And meanwhile, you just left people who needed a hand with a nail hook. Do you remember those days? You'd have a hook.
What, pirates or something?
Well, you'd see pirates had a hook anyway. Would that have been a thing?
I don't know. They do.
What can you do with a hook?
They do portray it like that, as though, you know, that was in Peter Pan or something. He had a hook. Hook,
well,
literally.
They used to always draw a hook. I don't know, back in the day, maybe. Okay, I never personally saw anyone walking around.
Or those lads who always
hook,
had the wooden thing on the stump,
the wooden leg. Literally the wooden leg, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Grant, I've never saw anyone walk around with a wooden leg and a hook in Ireland. Around Dublin, anyway. His shopping hanging off the hook, the bag, whatever. Yeah.
A hook, I suppose, yeah, okay, you could carry things on it, but...
Yeah.
Surely there was other potential kind of shapes they could have gone for.
Other than a hook. I don't know.
A rake. Of course. Well, then you've got multi-pronged.
Jim goes straight for what he's interested in. Gardening.
What? No, I meant you could hang. You'd have multiple hooks then, not just one.
Like a Swiss Army arm, yeah? You just put on all the attachments. I'm sure that does exist, actually. I'm sure that does kind of... A Swiss arm.
Yeah.
You can fold things down out of it, maybe. God, I'll tell you something. Thank God we're not inventors. Can you imagine us coming out with these people now looking at them going, are you serious?
Yeah.
For a start, nobody's used a hook since 1792.
In fact, do we know if anybody ever really did use a hook?
I don't think so.
Or was that an invention of the movies?
I don't think so. It's great to see this, though. This is great technology. It's gone so much the right way. Like, you know, even when they, you know, back in the movies we used to watch years ago, where someone had needed a hand and they didn't have one, it was like this prosthetic hand. It looked like it was just for a karate chop or something. And it was a different colour and the whole lot and whatever else.
What was that bowling movie, remember, with the Amish and all
that? That was right. Kingpin.
He just had that rubbery arm, didn't he?
Yeah, and he takes it off. He goes to shake hands with him and he takes it off him and throws it into the crowd. Remember that?
Yeah. So thankfully rubbish.
He takes it off him and he throws it into the crowd.
Actually, I just realised on the technology thing, your very need... Haven't they grown an ear on a mouse's back?
They have grown an ear on the mouse's
back. So if you could just find that mouse.
So if I just found the mouse, I'd get the mouse sewn onto the side of my head.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Did you see there's a man accidentally took pictures of his underpants?
What?
And the area surrounding his underpants, he was using his phone, an Android phone. I didn't even know, as a self-confessed and professed technophobe for most things, the one thing I thought I knew was my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that, you know when you do the emergency SOS feature?
Yeah.
Did you know on some phones, if not all phones, you can do a video, an emergency SOS video?
No.
So, neither did I. And this poor fella fell asleep and he managed to hit the combination of buttons. I never know those combination of buttons either. My kids, the babies do. They've rang the police so many times.
Yeah.
1.5 years old.
Yeah.
And you just hear, hello?
To be fair, in your household, you have to grow up fast. They're probably getting used to that, aren't they? Calling the police and the Samaritans and everybody, you know.
I'm getting...
Yeah, Lucas. Now, don't get me wrong. He's a lovely fella, my dad. He's a lovely fella. But he's incompetent. And we haven't been fed in days.
That's outrageous. Mind you.
No, he doesn't mean it. He loves us. He loves us. I know he loves us. But he's just, my God almighty, he's hopeless.
Do you know what's awful about that is? The last time this sort of thing happened, and then, you know, you can hear the person going, ambulance, Gardaí, fire brigade, and the young guy was going, toast!
you see? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, look, no, honestly, we're not in danger, Ratton, except
toast.
I can't keep eating his food.
Yeah, toast! But I didn't know that some phones you can do the SOS call and then it goes into a video so you can sort of show the people
I get the theory of it, like if you're in a difficult, or if you're lost, or if you're
trapped or if whatever it is. I had no idea that was a thing and this poor fella fell asleep. There he was in the nude, in the bed, in his very delicate underpants, and he sent a video of his very delicate underpants to the...
Very delicate.
What
player.
Are you talking there? You're talking see-through or
smalls.
Something?
Smalls. They were quite small.
Oh, right.
You know, we're not talking full-length pyjamas here. We're not even talking budgie smugglers. We're talking like a very delicate pair.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he was in his
delicates. From a specialist shop, maybe.
Maybe. But he was in his delicates anyway. And he sent a video of his delicates to the person.
Wow.
In
the person in the emergency place.
Yeah, yeah. And so then he said, you know, he's obviously very embarrassed about the whole thing. It was a complete accident, but does say, listen, fortunately, video emergency features can be turned off. So he's warning people, if you are unaware, like myself would be unaware, like I'm sure Jim would be unaware.
Correct. I didn't even know it existed, let alone turning it off.
Well, when there's an emergency up your way, you have to light a fire in the centre of town and... When the emergency services see the smoke.
And hope that Hordor in the distance fires.
Help us manage the fire that'll be here in 2 days.
But, wow. So that's...
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I mean, I don't want to cast, you know, aspersions on the man or anything, but...
Yeah.
So you and I don't even... We barely know how to turn on the emergency thing.
Yeah.
We didn't know there was a video associated with it at
all. I honestly did not know that.
But he managed to do it in his sleep.
He managed to do it in his sleep is what the story is.
So he was sleeping and while sleeping managed to use the exact combination of buttons.
Yeah.
Which can be tricky enough, you know, the amount of times you end up with just taking a screenshot when you're trying to do it.
Yeah, when you're... Yeah.
And he managed to do it and send a video of his... Delicates underwear to the emergency services.
Well, there you go now. Next time you see a picture of Jim McCabe and his delicates, that's his excuse will be, I was just trying to take a screenshot. And then all of a sudden, the person of the police was on the phone. But there you go. I mean, there's a lot of things. I'm really bad. You know, I am. We're all kind of electronics. I've been trying to get the... Oh, mother of God. I've been trying to get the address on my driving license changed. Do you know how hard that is when you're me? Do you know how hard that is?
Wow.
Even first of all, I can't find the phone number. And then I'm on the, to call the people. I'm on the internet. I can't find the phone number for the NDLS.
You're trying to call the people on the internet,
And then they're like, do you have a YouGov card? I'm like, I don't know what that is. And then they're like, do you have a local government card or something? I don't know what that is. Do you have one with your PBS number on it? No, I don't. Do you have proof of address? I have a picture of my house. I can take a picture of the house with me in it. I can take a picture of the house with me in it.
This is brilliant.
But I'm not on the bills. I'm not allowed on the bills. I'm not trusted. So
somebody in the driving license office is going to open an envelope one day and there's going to be this crayon drawing of a house with a little stick man beside it and the word PJ written above it.
Yeah, and you go...
This is proof of my... This is roughly what my house looks like and that's me beside it.
Why did you draw yourself in your delicates?
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There was a time in Ireland when all you could do to flavour your food was stick on a bit of salt and pepper.
That was it,
not anymore.
Oh, those days are gone. I'm actually after literally opening a letter of complaint about how I talk about food on the show as we speak, which is great. So how about this? Middle class condiments are on the rise, hugely on the rise. So people are trying, you know, the price of takeaways and all that starting to carry on. People are trying to spice it up at home, you know. You and your other half are saying, would you like to spice it up a little bit? Yeah, so do something we normally don't do. Instead of getting pad thai on the way home, maybe we'll do our own sort of crazy food and stick in some new condiments, new flavours. And they're really spiking. They're a lot big sales. So what are they selling? Well, like I just said, San Baizu vinegar. It's a vinegar infused with kombu. Don't know what that is either. With bonito fish flakes. Don't know what they are either. Mixed with mirin. And don't know what that is. And mushrooms. And it's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. Mostly only for use on sautéed potatoes, though. So there you go, Jim.
That's a bit of a limited kind of palate, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, this all...
Do you know what these sautéed potatoes are missing?
It's a bit of San Buzu vinegar.
By the way, can I just ask, you know when you were saying middle-class condiments?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that meant to be a sort of a grade up? Or a grade down? What's the...
Well, I love the way Drive-By Jimmy has to ask these questions.
Is this trying to make us feel that, you know, you're kind of not with it if you don't have a middle-class condiment?
Once again, this is from a fella who, when he dresses up, looks like the fancy lad on the terraces about to start a ruck. What they're saying is, it's people trying to better themselves.
Right.
You know, they're trying, so the middle-class condiment is people who are trying to sort of emulate what they would see chefs do. Oh, right. That's so. It's,
so basically, they're saying they're looking down their nose at brown sauce.
Exactly.
And mayo and
yeah.
salt and pepper
saying,
or whatever.
What? Are you still cutting your own onions and all when you can buy spaghetti dust? Believe it or not, spaghetti dust is on this.
Spaghetti dust?
Yeah, a blend of garlic, onion and chilli that you sprinkle onto Italian traditional sauces. I basically, for those people who just realise they're too good to cut their own onions and garlic, I suppose, that's what that's for.
Wow.
And then there's raw kimchi and something called yuzu kosho. A fermented condiment made from yuzu zest and chilies and salt, and you add it to noodles.
So what's a yuzu?
What do you mean? Yeah, he doesn't even know what a yuzu is. Honestly, how common? I haven't a clue.
All right.
Kewpie mayonnaise, which is an extra velvety mayonnaise made with more egg yolks, rich, tangy, yet savoury. Wow. Za'atar, which is a spicy blend of oregano.
God, I mean, this is just proving the point. I am so out of the middle class then. I haven't heard of any of those.
Depends.
Other than the kimchi, I haven't heard of anything you've said there.
Well, it depends where you live as well, as opposed to be honest. Jim. Like, you know, you're middle class country. You know, lads who have closed front shoes would be considered middle class roadways and worlds where you'd be going on. You know, a fella who has his own saddle would be considered mayor. You know,
unreal.
So it's a different sort of a
unreal
thing.
Unreal, you know, you are.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. We have some fine dining establishments up here, you know.
You do. They have one.
They come from far and wide.
Oh, they've a new local place up in Jim's place now. You're not even allowed to bring your own goat in.
Somebody's texting to say, I thought Uzi was a machine gun.
It's a different type.
Slightly different. That's Uzi.
Uzi, very different, yeah, yeah. There's also hot honey and tonkatsu sauce, which they say is like the hip sauce of Japan at the moment.
Right.
So try all these, you know, give yourself roasted garlic confit or confit or however you say it. Confit, confit. garlic fillet. Fillet of garlic. Fillet of garlic. That's what I got to get on the way home today.
That yeah. worked well for you there, didn't it?
Yeah, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. All the slagging of you. And here's me going in. I'll have two garlic fillets and an onion.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.